For $10,278, serving Hopkins and Ralph Cherry, north of Road 298, 1,978 feet northeast of Big Oak Drive, a variance from rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Stephen Hopkins, 3216 South 12th Street, Valentine.
And?
Ralph Cherry, 3216 South 12th Street, Valentine.
All right, and gentlemen, do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
While you're waiting for the handouts that are coming around, let me make a few preliminary comments regarding our situation. We purchased a lot that is 100 by 100 feet on Big Oak Lane, and the size of this lot presents us with a unique physical circumstance because of the setbacks from the septic system, setbacks from either lot line on either side, and the 20-foot setback from Hopkins Prong, which is off of Heron Creek. You all have the handouts here?
Not yet, I got them.
What we're asking for is a variance to allow us to construct on the backside of our new home, which is not yet constructed, a 20 by 20 foot deck, which would encroach upon the setback from the Hopkins Prong or the water. On page one of your handout, it shows an enlarged version of the plat. At the top of that, you'll see a scalloped area, which is actually the septic system, and it is in compliance with all the setbacks. Below that is our house, which is also set back from the septic system and the neighbors on either side. And as you can see, the house, the front of the house as proposed now, facing the water, would be set back from 20 feet. Now, on page two, this is the front elevation of the house. This is the street side. And I included this just to let you know that the front elevation of the house is at grade level. On page three of your handout, this is the rear side or the side facing Hopkins Prong. Because of the slope of the land, we will have to elevate the rear side of the house approximately 7 concrete blocks above grade. So that's what, 56 inches. And that's why we're asking for the deck to be, so we can construct a deck on the rear side of the house and encroach upon the 20-foot setback. The final page of the handout, highlighted in green, I believe everybody's copy green, shows the deck 20 by 20 on one end and reducing to 10 feet along the remainder length of the house. And this will give us a reasonable use of space. It'll give us reasonable egress and ingress to the house, particularly as we age and don't deal well with steps going down to a patio. And we believe that if you grant us this variance, it'll give us the relief we require to construct and use a reasonable portion of a property and access to our house. One other thing on the rear elevation of the house, you can see there's sliding glass doors, French doors along the back, which would open out onto the proposed deck. Any questions, anyone, please?
How old is this house?
The house is not yet built.
Not built yet.
Still in design
not
phase.
Built. Still on the design basis?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're going to remove the mobile and the addition to the mobile?
Right.
Okay. You're going to move that.
Will you be able to meet all the setbacks for this home?
Yes. According to the plat, as you know, it's not to scale, but yes, we are meeting those. Very carefully.
Do you know what your setbacks are?
It's 20 feet from the water, 10 feet from the septic, and I believe
8 from the sides.
10 feet from the sides, and also the 10 feet from our neighbor's line to the septic.
That's correct.
Yep.
And the front?
Front was 20.
Front is 30 feet.
Oh, 30. Oh, okay.
So once again, 30, right? 10, 20.
20.
10 from the sides, 20 from the rear, 30 from the front.
So, if I understand your diagram correctly, your driveway, where you swing over to the right now,
mm-hmm.
it will go directly towards the water, and you will turn into your garage that way now?
Correct.
So the house will be set over where your driveway your parking area is now, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
So you're removing everything that's there and putting in there?
Having the trailer, the addition to the trailer, the existing wells.
Okay, I want to hear that. I want to hear that again, one more time.
The trailer, the addition to the trailer, the wells, the existing cesspool, and the shed.
Everything's going to be?
Everything's going.
Okay, good. I just want to get that into the record, but that's.
Many trees.
Then you're going to start right from scratch, right?
Right. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills?
No. I'm noticing your attachment to the request appears to cover the standards for granting a variance well.
Very well.
I tried.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting the variance. Is a uniquely small lot size and very limiting, and I don't see where it alter the central character of the neighborhood, and they're looking forward to relief. Make a motion that we approve case number 10,278.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,278. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you. And do we receive something in writing later?
Yes. Yes, you'll be receiving that in the mail tomorrow.
Great. Thank you.
Case